Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to Angel Answers. This is DC Love. I'm one of your hosts. I'm joined this evening by Mary Hernandez. Mary, it's so wonderful to connect with you again.
Yes, it's the same here.
It's been a little while. It's absolutely amazing. The energy, I can feel the energy already. It's building. It feels absolutely beautiful.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Yes. Oh, you know what? I'm excited too, but can you tell everyone a little bit about you?
Yes, I will. I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath. I communicate with spirit. I work with a variety of cards and bring messages through from spirit and the angels. I also get channeled messages. I'm a Reiki healer. And I'm now offering private readings via my website and numerology readings as well. So my website, you guys can contact me at www.theangelwithin.com, and it's spelled T-H-E-E, angelwithin.com, or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com or Facebook or the Sacred Embers as well. And with that said, I'm going to also introduce Liz. Liz is not here right now, but she might join us later. Liz's sister is a self-proclaimed spiritual guru. She knows a little bit about a lot of things, metaphysical and spiritual. She's also a Reiki healer, an intuitive meditation coach, card reader, spiritual counselor, card deck creator, ordained minister, a radio host, and holistic center owner. You can find Liz on Facebook or Instagram at LizP11Love and on the Sacred Embers Network. You can also check out her weekly live stream Crystal Singing Bowl Meditations. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. And with that said, DC, how about you tell us a little bit about you?
Yes, thank you, Mary. Hi, everyone. DC Love here. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, as well as being an empath, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, a divine life coach, a spiritual healer. The really cool thing is how I achieve some of the education that I have presently. I attended schools of higher learning, and in my case, I went to heaven. And I was there several times, and I acquired some of the knowledge that I have gained to help others. And they say, if you snooze, you lose. Well, in my case, that wasn't true. Every time I snoozed, I gained more knowledge. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, as well as my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. So that's a little bit about me. I was sitting around and I was wondering, my goodness, do I have a message today? Because I usually like to give a little bit of a message after I introduce myself. And I had a deck of cards that I don't use. And I opened the deck. I heard, open the deck. And all of a sudden, the message that I read says, you are here for a reason. Mm-hmm. And here's what the book message was. No soul just shows up on earth arbitrarily. There is a reason and a plan. Never feel as though you do not have a purpose. Nothing is further from the truth. There are a finite number of souls experiencing this earth plane at this moment. And you are one of them. You are essential. You have a function to serve, not only for yourself, but for all the other beings who have agreed to join you here. There is a divine plan in motion, and you are an integral part of it, not any more or less than anyone else. The spiritual realms don't attach significance or importance to certain souls. All play their part equally. The human psyche is drawn to comparisons, better than, smarter than, richer than, more powerful than, more famous than, and the guides ask you to respect yourself for the courageous, essential, loved member of spirit that you are. This card is a reminder to you that no matter the earthly circumstances, you have purpose and you are needed. Well, it's really funny because prior to reading that card, I actually channeled a message. here's the message that I channeled, and I feel like it goes really nicely with the card that I was guided to read. Hello, beloveds. We, your angels, are present at this time. It is a time of great transformation. It is a time for miracles and epiphanies. Each of you have incarnated at this time for a specific reason and are part of the bigger plan. It is time for all souls to come together for the greater good of humanity, sharing divine love and becoming one. Embrace this time and feel the excitement as love magically transforms your life. Each of you are beings of light that are expanding and reaching higher levels of consciousness. You are divinely inspired and guided by your angels to ascend to higher dimensions. It is time now to open your heart and allow the angels and the archangels to assist you. Your divine team is present, and they are sending light and love, helping you to raise your vibration. You are multidimensional beings. The angels will help you to see where you need to align with the growth that you are seeking. You have been on this journey throughout your entire lifetime and have been evolving and opening up to new phases of consciousness. You now begin to stop resisting experiences and bring attention to them, allowing yourself to open up and become fully present in this moment of your life. Beloveds, this is truly the only moment that you have where you are living your experience. It is now time to allow this beautiful energy that is vibrantly flowing through you to move more freely and connect you with the joy and happiness you have been seeking. Beloveds, you are each the universe and are so needed. You are a miracle. As you begin to absorb this information, you are able to go back into your heart space where love resides. And as you do, the universe connects with your amazing frequency. You are now vibrating with love, joy, and abundance. Allow this energy to help you manifest the life that you are wanting. And remember, we love you, your angels. So, Mary, that was a message that I actually channeled prior to, you know, being guided to read that card.
Wow, that's beautiful. That so resonates with everyone at this point, too.
Yeah, I felt it did, too. And it was really funny because here I am just sitting, and it was 5:30, and I sat there for about 15 minutes, and I channeled the message.
Oh, that's awesome. I love those.
Yeah, yeah. And do you have a card for us this evening?
Yes, I actually picked out from the 10 Secrets for Success and Inner Peace, and they're, I believe they're Wayne Dyer's, and
okay.
The card that came out was the second secret, don't die with your music still in you, and relinquish fear and take risks, and the card says, you may have been conditioned to believe that you're inadequate or limited. So the only way to challenge that type of absurd thinking is to go toward what you know you're here for and let success chase after you. So taking risks, basically, and knowing that you're in the right path, that you're not going to be guided toward the wrong path always.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Really beautiful message. And Mira, you're on an amazing journey yourself. It's a beautiful journey where you're transforming and, you know, you're moving, you know, you're moving, you're growing by leaps and bounds, and you're physically, you know, in the process of moving. And all I heard as you were reading the message is, I am Archangel Metatron, Mary, and I am with you.
Oh, I know.
I do and help you with any issues that you are having.
Yes.
So Archangel Metatron is going to help you to really have all the time that you need to really address any issues that you are having. Okay. And he has the Metatron's cube, the Merkaba, and it's almost like he can just, you know, like change time, you know?
Uh-huh.
So he's with you, and he's going to help you, and he's going to guide you on that beautiful path as you grow spiritually. So he is asking you, you know, to connect with him.
Okay.
Because he, I don't know if you know it, but he is actually the Archangel of Ascension.
Yes. And I've been calling on him, you know, just like Archangel Michael, I've asked him to be with me always. as well.
Yes, yes. I thought that was, you know, that was absolutely beautiful as well. My goodness.
Yeah. But, you know, being with the grandkids, I haven't connected much with the archangels, except on Wednesdays.
You're connecting with your inner child, and that is so important, too.
Yeah.
And that really helps us to grow by leaps and bounds as well.
Yes, I noticed. I noticed, definitely. I feel like a child all over again.
Beautiful. I love that. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, and it's so funny that, you know, that he mentioned the Merkaba, because I actually ordered a Merkaba before coming, you know, to visit my daughter for the holidays now, and it still hasn't showed up. I think it's just going to show up when I'm back, you know, at the end of January. It's being held up at customs or something, so.
Yeah.
Divine
well,
timing.
It will show up during its divine timing, when it's supposed
yep,
to.
Yeah, exactly, yep.
Like that. Beautiful.
It's going to get there when I get home.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I feel that it will be waiting for you. I think that's absolutely beautiful.
I'm super excited. Oh, my gosh, how beautiful. Thank you, DC, for that message.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you've been doing so much, and it's just absolutely amazing.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely amazing.
Well, do you want to start taking callers? We have, like, the switchboard is so lit up today.
Oh, beautiful. I can't wait.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Area code 630, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, yes, it's Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. How are you today?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you have a question for us today, Jenna?
I do. Kind of struggling in my relationship with my significant other.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of just figuring out, would like some guidance in how to proceed.
Okay. I'll let DC go first, and then I'll pull a card for you and see
Yes. Hi, Jenna. This is DC.
Hi, DC.
Can I have your significant other's first name?
Yes, it's Derek.
Okay, Derek. Okay. Okay, I'm just trying to pick up a little bit of his energy. Okay, I just want to see if they'll give me a little, the angels will give me a little information. Okay. Okay. Well, I do get that he does, he really values relationships. They're really important to him.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
I would say that's true, yes.
Okay. So, I mean, that's always good, you know? Okay, I'm just trying to see what's showing me. Okay. Okay. Let me see. He's not really outgoing, though. He's a little bit more laid back is what I'm...
Yeah.
Is he a little bit more laid back?
I wouldn't necessarily say laid back, but like just more reserved and,
Right.
Social.
Okay. Okay, and you yourself, I feel like you're the opposite. You have this really magnetic personality, and you've got so much going for you. You've got, like, an amazing energy.
I can.
Okay,
when
and I feel like you sort of, like,
in
lives
it.
In the moment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm just trying to get, like a balance between the two of you. Okay. Well, my dog, Ginger, she's coming in from the other side, and she's just saying, Jenny, you have nothing to worry about. I feel like there's going to be, you know, more of what you're looking for coming your way. There's going to be, like, nice changes. Okay?
Yeah,
I feel like there's something that you're wanting more in this relationship. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and my dog Ginger saying, it will come. You know, it's going to come, Jenna. Don't worry. Okay. Let me see. What else, Ginger? Okay. And she's showing me, you know, that, you know, you're going to really start, you know, I don't know, like, if he's going to say something, but I'm getting, like, there's going to be good news. Which one of you, I'm getting emotions. So one of you, like, has a hard time with emotions?
I think it's probably both of us.
Okay, because I'm getting, well, the emotions are, like, well.
In different ways.
Yeah. Okay. 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 I'm sort of getting to, you have to watch, because sometimes we feel like the grass is greener on the other side. Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might run into someone, or he might run into someone, and, you know, they might, like, catch your eye on stuff, but it's not good, you know? So
yeah.
It's, you know, something to be, like, weary of. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which one of you are a little bit restless right now?
Honestly, I think we both are, but I can say for myself, I feel very restless.
Okay. And it's, I feel like there's something going on, and it's, like, really upsetting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel like you don't have a vision of you don't have a vision of you guys, like, going forward at the present moment?
That's correct.
Like, you
yeah.
can't visualize it, you know?
Yeah, it's just kind of the same repeating stuff. Like, it's like nothing's going to change. So, like, that's
yeah.
what it feels like.
Okay. I am getting, you know, happy and long relationship. Have you guys been dating a while?
We're married.
Okay, you're married? Okay, well, I do
mm-hmm.
feel like, you know, there's hope, you know? There
mm-hmm.
is hope. But I have to say, I feel like you guys were together in past lifetimes. Did you feel that when you met him? That you,
like,
knew him? Like, it almost felt like there was, like, this,
like,
knowingness?
Not,
like, you just
yes
felt...
and no. It was a
mm-hmm.
comfortability, but not, like, a feeling I've had with other past relationships where I really felt
okay.
that before.
Because I do feel like the two of you were together, like, in a past relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I do feel like they said if you guys can both be open and everything, there is, you know, the ability to really get, you know, on track with this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But you both have to be open and really, you know, be honest with each other, you know. Is there a trust issue?
I don't think trust per se. But it's, like, kind of dependability and expectations and
okay,
all
yeah. Okay. Do either of you have, like, maybe, like, emotional outbursts? Because I feel like, boom, like this, like, surge of energy.
I think it's more me because I let things build
okay.
up and then I just kind of explode.
Yeah, you sort of wear your heart on your sleeve, you know,
mm-hmm.
and getting, like, maybe try to, you know, have that open line of communication, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that you really do, you know, you put a lot of energy into it and you try to do, like, really nice things for them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you just have, like, this, like, there's, like, an insecurity there for some reason, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you met anyone else that you've had feelings for? Because I just feel like there may be another someone in the picture that maybe it's just feelings, you know?
Yeah, no. I mean, there have been, like, past relationships I might think of here and there, but I really, like, try to close that off.
So
like,
I'm
no,
getting, if you guys, you know, be open, Jenna, that, you know, there could be, like, nice positive changes that will come for this relationship, but you both
mm-hmm.
have to be, like, open and honest.
Okay.
You know, and if you can do that, I really feel like, you know, things can change for you. And I do feel like, you know, like maybe I'm getting the number two, so it could be 2 weeks, it could be 2 months. But I feel like this is the beginning where maybe you, the two of you will really start to develop a stronger foundation for your marriage. Well, you feel like you have the security that you're needing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I do feel like, you know, if you're willing and he's willing, it can, you know, it can grow and it can get better. Are you both willing to work on it?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. I just think I'm
Because I feel like there's like
point.
A new energy in this relationship. You've had struggles.
Yeah, I'm just looking to like actually make changes, and I feel like my husband is very set in his ways, and like I'm not willing to like sacrifice like my happiness because he
sacrifice.
Wants to be like an old man. Okay.
Yeah.
He acts like stubborn and just like archaic.
Well, it has to be mutual, like the working on it together. If you both can mutually, you know, talk and be open about things, I feel like you can develop a stronger communication and really connect better on an emotional level. And this could lead to like a deeper commitment. And it, you know, it will be, you know, it'll be the romantic relationship too that you really, you know, thrive for. So I do feel, you know, forgiveness is needed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is there something that you need to forgive him for? Because I feel like there might be something within you that you're holding on to. And for the marriage to, like, grow together and get closer, forgiveness is needed on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you? Because
when we forgive,
it doesn't mean that you, like, if he did something, it doesn't mean that he was right in doing it. It just means that, you know what, I'm not holding on to this energy because the energy sort of puts like a block between you guys, you know? And when we say, you know, I forgive, it's just like saying, well, you know what, I'm giving this to the angels. They're taking it to heaven and allowing like a divine solution to the issues. I'm getting that what you feel like in a partnership in, you know, whether it's marriage or just a partnership with someone like that, I feel like there's something rooted, deeply rooted with your mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you, honey?
100%, yes.
Okay. So, you know, if you say, you know, I forgive my mother, and even if you just say, you know, I forgive my mother and just say it, you'll feel like, you know, you're going to feel like a lightness come upon you where things will start to lift. You're going to start releasing those old and heavy emotions connected to your mom, and you won't be bringing them into your relationship with your husband. Can you try that? You know, I release any feelings in regard to my mother.
What's that, huh? On my own.
Can you say, like, I release any feelings that I have in regard to my mother that are negative?
Oh, that's a big one.
You know what? You could just say, I release. Can you say that? I release?
Yes.
Any negative feelings?
Any negative feelings.
Okay. Now, did you feel like a little bit of a difference, a little bit of a lightness come upon you?
Yeah, a little bit. It's hard to, like, really to own that right now.
You're still holding on to heavy emotions, and it does affect, you know, the relationship between you and your husband, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, I'm sure that you want to be open to having healing, okay? You're holding on to negativity. You're holding on to anxiety, and all you have to do is just breathe in slowly with me. Breathe in through the nose, and then out through the mouth, and exhale up to heaven. Let go of that energy. Release it. Okay. Do you feel a little bit different now, Jenna?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You can just, you know what, like if a feeling comes upon you, and you don't have to name it, but you feel something and it's not love, you could just say, I release, or you could just, like, you know, exhale it up to heaven, okay?
Yes, thank you so
and
much.
And I do feel like things will get better for you, okay? Try not to force anything, okay? And I do feel, like I said, your marriage, you know, it can thrive, it can survive, and it can grow into the loving partnership that you're looking for. okay? It's going to take a little bit of work, you know, and you both have to be willing to work at it, okay?
Thank you, DC. I appreciate all that
insight. I'm going to turn you over to Mary Hunt, and we're always here for you. You can call back again and let us know how everything is going, and we'll continue to help you as much as we can, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. God bless. Mary?
Yes. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, how are you?
I kept hearing for you. Good. Ask and you shall receive. So, and they kept saying that repeatedly to me, and I'm just chilled because they wanted me to tell you that. So in asking, I'm meaning like ask your husband and you shall receive. Like if it's more attention that you need, if it's more alone time or with him or without him, you know, then ask for it because you're going to receive it. It's just a matter of you putting it out there in the universe. And also, what did I get for you? I pulled a card for you from the postcards from Spirit, and it says, dearest you, going the extra mile to achieve your dreams and putting in some overtime will reap big rewards. Now is the time for you to act, to stir up some energy and put those plans into action. There are many windows of opportunity that open but close quickly when you don't take the risk and go for it. Today, be confident that your hard work will pay off and you'll feel that satisfaction and fulfillment of reaching your desired outcome. It might turn out even better than you expected. Isn't that amazing? Remember, however, much work you're willing to put in, we will match it tenfold on our end. Everyone over here is rooting for you, Jen, to win the game of life. So just do it. Loving you so much. And it says in the back, unlock your magic, and there's a key. So I'm so chilled by this message because you have magic in you, and you can share that magic with others. Like I feel that. I feel your energy is so, like DC mentioned, so vibrant and just, like, loving. And but just releasing the past would really, really help you, you know. And there are a lot of, you know, meditations that can release things like that. But as DC mentioned, like, saying, dear innate, I let go, it's, you know, or dear innate, I let go of anything that's holding me back, those dear innate statements really, really work. And, you know, I'm one that used to say it a lot of times, you know, and it's really helped me a lot. So, you know, I definitely recommend you doing those. And it's, even if you have to, you know, mention your mom in there, it's even better, you know. Like DC said, it's not about forgetting what the person did to you. It's just, you know, forgiving so that you can move on with your life because it has you in a hold pattern, in a stagnant. So I feel it's stagnancy, like you're stagnant, and it won't let you move forward in any relationship, not only with your husband, but with the others as well. So, you know, letting that go would really, really help you. And then I pulled a message from you from the Law of Attraction and card deck, and it says, my thoughts are in harmony with health. And it says, I want perfect health. I like feeling good. I enjoy my good feeling body. I have many positive memories of feeling good in my body. I see many people who are clearly in a state of good health, and it is easy to see how much they are enjoying their good feeling bodies. When I think thoughts like these, I feel good. These thoughts are in harmony with a healthy body. So, you know, looking yourself in the mirror, I feel like they want me to point that out and just saying, I love you every morning. You know, I do that every morning. Hey, you look good. I love you. You know, and it really helps with your self-esteem. It helps you feel great, and you're giving yourself love. Your body needs love, you know, as well, so that it can help, you know, operate for you. So I hope that helps.
Can it be more? That was a very accurate card. I've been thinking about health a lot.
Yeah. And I think, speaking your mind and just going for it, you know, just do it. Just like the Nike says, just do it.
Definitely.
I like that.
Thank you both so much for
your time tonight.
And all your insights.
I'm so glad they both resonated, both our readings. Thank you for calling,
you.
And make sure, like Cece said, you know, stay in contact with us. Let us know, you know, call us anytime and let us know how everything goes or if you need further guidance.
Thank you so much. You both have a wonderful
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, Jenna.
You as well.
Wow, what a beautiful first call, Mary.
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful.
The switchboard is acting up.
Yes, it was acting
yeah,
up earlier.
Very nice, right? Yeah.
Yes. My goodness, yes. Beautiful.
So are we ready to continue our call?
Goodness, yes.
Okay. Area code 562, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes, Yvonne.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, how are you guys?
Do you have a question? We are good.
Yes,
how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. My question is, do you see me receiving my SSI benefits?
Okay. Okay, Yvonne, this is DC. Hi, it's very nice to connect with you. My dog Ginger has given you her paws up, so I'm getting that's a yes.
Okay, that's good.
That is good, yes. Were there any other questions that you wanted to ask?
About an apartment, too. I'm hoping to move. Do you see me moving to a place and very soon that I will like to stay at and for apartment?
I got a probably. Do you have an idea of what you're looking for?
Just a one bedroom for me.
Yeah, I mean, I would start visualizing the, you know, this beautiful, perfect apartment and really, you know, making a list of, you know, the area and what you want in the apartment itself. Like, you have to visualize it, and you've really got to start, you know, affirming that it's yours, because when you visualize, you know, what it is that you're wanting, you're going to manifest it a lot sooner.
Okay.
As I was hearing you say that, is there a gentleman in spirit? I'm getting this very, very kind soul is in spirit, and he's helping you. So it may be a father or a father-like figure, and I do feel like he's going to help you to achieve what it is that you're wanting.
My father's still living, so I don't know who that could be.
It could be a grandfather, like I said, a father or a father-like figure.
Oh, okay, yeah,
and
probably my
I just
grandfather.
Feel like
both of them
you
are
asking about the apartment and, you know, and then, you know, the SSI and everything. I do feel like this gentleman has been with you.
Uh-huh.
Is there a connection with anybody with, like, the month of February?
No, not that I know of, no. Have passed, no.
Well, just hold down to it, because I do feel like there's a gentleman that is helping you. You may,
mm-hmm.
you know, you may not, you know, connect presently as we're, you know, talking, but I do feel like that you sort of maybe see him out of the corner of your eye. You know, I do feel like, you know, that you do see spirit.
Yes, I do. I'm very connected to spirit. I'll say that much. Yes.
I do feel like, you know, this gentleman is around you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and like I said, I don't know if the letter K makes any sense to you. It could be a K name.
K, I have
Telling
a,
me
I
that you
that
worry
was,
a lot.
That's past. That's a female named K.
Okay. Well, maybe he's coming in with the female, but I was getting the letter K, and I'm hearing that you worry a lot, hon. Yvonne, okay?
I
you
do.
Can't,
late,
you can't worry that
lately.
Much.
Yeah, lately I do. I have been.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm getting that, you know, you're starting to really, you know, think about, you know, what you want out of life. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm even feeling like the gentleman might be connected with your parents, you know, that maybe you don't remember them. But he's saying that, you know, you've done a lot and he's very, very proud of you. And he's saying you do, you know, you do notice spirit around you and they've helped you at times.
Yes, yes. I have mediumship. I found out when I was about 27 and I'm 37 now. And about the past 2 years, I've been really, I can actually hear them like in a room with me. Before I couldn't
hear
that.
Yeah, and you have
so,
a very
yeah.
like intuitive, like not only do you hear them, I mean, I think you catch glimpses of them and you sense them around you.
Yeah,
okay.
I can pick up smells, like smells and odors
right.
when certain family members
right.
I notice are around. Yeah. Mhm.
Okay. Is there something connected with a child that you're thinking about?
I just recently my daughter, she's 6 years old. My sister just got custody of her as of last month because I lost my apartment. That's why I was looking to hopefully get something soon. They said if I get an apartment back and not be homeless going here to there, I can get my daughter back. So I've been stressed out a lot about that.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm getting that things are going to turn out. They're going to turn out, like, in your favor. They'll be okay, you know, for the best.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm hearing grandparents. Is there something like in relationship to the grandparents?
No. My daughter stays with my mom and my sister. So maybe that's what she's with
your mom is your grandmother, right?
Yes, yes.
So I heard grandparents. Okay. Okay. I do feel that your mom is proud of you. I don't know if she tells you that.
Yeah, she does, actually, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I do feel she's very proud of you. Okay. Okay. Well, that's what I have, and I'm going to turn you over to Mary. And please, you know, Yvonne, don't worry. Things will turn out, you know, for you, okay? Because I feel like right now,
okay.
as we're connecting, like the energy that you were, you know, sending out, like your mind, you have so much going on in your head, and it's almost like, you know, like it's mindful of clutter. Like it doesn't feel good, okay? And
okay.
I'm getting, you've got to be more intuitive because you are intuitive instead of being logical, okay?
Okay.
And until you get, like, into the right mindset, like, It wouldn't be, you know, in your favor to do anything really important until you get into the right mindset, okay?
Yes. I feel when I do get into this new apartment, it'll help me be more intuitive because I feel like when I get stable,
right.
mentally not stressed, I do pick
right.
up more.
But to be able to choose the right apartment and to make the right decisions, you've got to start relaxing and taking it easy, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And then you're going to relax, and, you know, you can meditate, but you're going to be open and receptive, and you're going to know, you know, what is good for you and what isn't, okay?
Okay.
So
thank
try
you so
to
much.
Just, yeah, try to just relax a little bit, and you're going to be, you know, open to receiving the messages you need to hear, hon, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to turn you over to Mary, hon. God bless.
God bless you, too.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi.
Hi. So the first thing I heard, I agree with DC with the SSI. It was a yes. And the move, it was a yes, but it wasn't, like, right away. So that's why maybe DC was getting a maybe, because it's not right away.
Okay.
But it's, and I kept hearing, let go and let God. You know, sometimes we want to push. You know, it's just putting it out there, saying it, and just letting it go. Like saying, okay, I'm going to get this apartment. Make that list of the apartment that you want, and I'm getting chills because they want me to really go on this. Like, make the list of the things that you want, like whether it's a balcony, a big front yard, a big backyard, a pool, you know, make that list of all the things that you want to manifest in 2022, which is, I mean, this weekend, right, or Saturday. So, you know, yes, making that list of the things that you want to manifest, which you probably know, you're intuitive, and remembering that everything, every thought that we think is manifesting our future. So by you asking the question whether or not you're going to receive the SSI, it's like, you know, don't put it on hold. You know, just say, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get approved, and I'm going to receive it. I'm going to move, yes, and just set a date, and it'll happen. Like, you know, just say to yourself, okay, I'm moving March 2022 or January 2022. And if you let go and release it, it'll happen, you know, in due time. And they wanted me to point out, I wrote, as DC was saying that they were connecting with you, do you sometimes feel like a touch on your leg? Like, I felt like spirit come, like, touching my, tickling my leg when I was connecting to your energy. So I'm not sure if you're feeling them around you as well.
No, as far as touching, no, I haven't got that yet, no.
Okay. So maybe they want you to connect that way. And I guess that's their confirmation for me to tell you that they'd like to come in that way as well. You know, like, you could call in whatever spirit you want or whatever guide you want. Like, I call in my guides and I ask them, can I feel your energy? I'd like to feel what your energy feels like when you're around me. You know, especially with your guardian angels, you know, they're always there to help you. And call them in. You know, because they will not come in until you get them that permission. You know,
I have a question since you brought that up about yeah, touching. I feel like I have, uh-huh, I'm not sure if I'm correct or not on this, but I feel like I have like a love interest in the spiritual uh-huh realm or spirit. You know, can you see if you can yeah check on that? Because I feel like there's a guy that's interested in me in the spiritual world. I'm trying to find out.
Girl, I am so chilled. I mean, DC could probably try and tune into that, but it definitely felt like a yes because I was chilled from head to toe.
Yeah, I've been feeling that for the past year.
Yeah, I'm not sure. DC, did you pick up something with that? A past love connection? Maybe a past life?
Okay, Mary, I stepped away. What was the question?
Oh, she wanted to know if there's, sometimes she feels something, like if there's a past love that, you know, someone in spirit that's
like a love.
Okay,
yeah.
I got a really big it yes. Is there anyone with a K name? I'm getting a K name again.
No, I don't know anyone with a K. I know you said that earlier, but I don't know any guy with a K name.
Okay, is there maybe not someone you dated, but someone close to that person with a K name? Because I keep getting a K keeps appearing for some odd reason.
And it's a guy? And you said it's a guy. I don't know.
That's a gentleman. With, maybe it's someone coming forward. You do have someone that, you know, was past relationship, and, you know, I felt that immediately, but I keep hearing like a K name. So I don't know what the K name means, but just, you know, just hold on to that.
Because there's a guy that I'm going to say this real quick. There's a guy that I met on this. He's passed away, but me and him, I have conversations when he come through, and it's that strong that I have conversations. I haven't met him. And I was wondering if it was him, but I don't want to say the name because that's like, you know, it's not definitely not the K name. His name is something else. So I was
okay
wondering if it's him. Do you feel like it's him or you feel like it's someone else?
Okay. Okay. I didn't get that it was him. I did not get it was him.
Okay. So it's not
but
him.
I,
it's definitely someone there, oh, though. I feel
yeah
that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't him. But there's, I don't know why the K name keeps coming up. So just hold on
uh-huh
to that, write it down, and,
okay,
you know, maybe it'll come to you, you know. But
okay,
I keep feeling that, you know, there's, like, something with a K name.
Okay.
Okay, so just hold on to it, because sometimes when we're, you know, on air and things, you know, we sort of don't,
yes,
you know, connect everything immediately. But I have to tell
mm-hmm
you, like, Spirit just keeps showing me that letter K, you know.
Hmm.
So I don't know what it means,
that's
but I just keep seeing this letter K, you know? That's really crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, that you and this person, like I said, you do have a very strong spiritual connection, you know, that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong spiritual connection. Yeah. So you'll have to let us know when you figure it out. You'll have to call us back because it's
okay.
Going to be really interesting.
Yes, it is. I feel like so too.
Yes. Okay, well, I'm going to turn you back over to Mary and have a very happy and blessed New Year.
Okay, you too.
Okay, so I was feeling like with that K is I kept hearing coming forward. So it might be someone coming forward, you know, in the future. And it's just a confirmation because I got chills. So it's someone coming forward in the future for you with that K name, especially since it's so like, you know, they didn't let it go with DC and they kept saying K, K, K. So just look out for it. It could be a friend, you know, or someone who's going to help you in this path and in your spiritual path. But I pulled a card from the postcards from Spirit for you, and it says this. It says, "Dearest you, we bet you must be so exhausted some days giving as much as you do, sharing your energy so beautifully in service to the highest good. Can leave you feeling depleted, like an empty well. If it feels as if there's no more water for you, the good news is we have a plan. Today, go take a relaxing bath, book a massage, read a novel, buy yourself flowers, or plant some in your garden. Make time for self-care, not more work on yourself. By tending to yourself now, you are reminded to do so more often. And be sure to use a word that might have caused you anxiety in the past, but it is essential for your well-being now. No.
Okay.
Say it with us. No, thank you. No, I can't. You do not have to explain. Just say no, gently but firmly, then go for a soak. And life will wait for you to bring yourself back to center, replenished and ready for more adventure. We love you so very much." And in the back, it's like a hummingbird, and it says, "With love." So, you know, taking that time to relax, too, you know. And just like I mentioned, just put it into a list of things that you want to manifest into the new year. You know, whether it's a new home, your spiritual business, you know, you know, whatever, getting your daughter back, you know, your family back together, you know, that's what you put on your list, you know, whatever it is that you want to manifest into the new year, and just letting it go and letting God, you know.
Yes. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Yvonne. Hope that helped, and make sure you give us a call back and let us know how everything goes.
Okay, I will for sure.
Okay, thanks.
Happy
New
Year.
Year.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Wow, another great caller.
Yeah, oh my goodness, yes, the energy is amazing.
Yes, it is. Okay, I'm just trying to go through this list and make sure there's a lot of new callers. Okay.
Wow.
Yes, I'm going to pick up the next caller.
Beautiful.
Area code 937. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello. I kind of have two questions. One is my son trying to give me a message? I feel he's trying to let me know. I mean, it's like he pops in my mind, and there's just things that goes on, and it's like I understand, but I don't. And then the other is anyone coming into my life for love life?
Okay. Sandy, when you said your son, I saw him standing with the angels, and I could hear him saying, "You're on the right path in every way in your life. You've worked hard, and, you know, you have so much assistance there to help you. Whatever you're needing, you know, just trust that we're going to help you, okay?"
Okay.
So he's there, and I see like angels all around him, and you'll have all of the guidance that you're needing. Okay. I don't know what you've done recently, but he's just saying congratulations, Mom.
Oh wow! Yeah, thank you. That helps.
So you're doing a great job. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. You know. Are you open to having a relationship? Are you working on yourself?
Yes. That's one thing that I have been doing. Opening myself up, forgiving everybody, everything, letting go of things, cleaning things up and getting rid of it, and, you know, just making room for someone else.
Okay, because I do feel like, you know, there is an opportunity that will present itself to connect with someone, and it will have, you know, potential to turn into something wonderful. Okay, so just keep loving yourself first and know that you're complete just the way you are, Sandy. Okay, and really, have you made a list of what you're looking for, you know, what you're really wanting from a relationship?
Yes. Yes,
identifying the qualities, like you said, that you want in that person, you know,
yes,
and connecting with the, you know, the angels of love, because they're here to help you, okay?
Awesome. Yes.
They want to help you. So you just make that list and ask them for their assistance to help to find that special someone, okay? Okay, I'm just trying to see what they're showing me. Because I am getting, make sure that you really know what you're wanting, okay?
Okay, yes.
And your son is saying, Mom, you know, what I'm getting from your son, Sandy, he's saying, Mom, sometimes, you know, when you, you know, are in a relationship, you ignore what you need in order to make someone else happy.
Yes, very true.
And you can't do that.
Okay.
Okay, make yourself a priority. And he's saying, you know, think about what makes you happy, what makes you unhappy, because this is going to be the key to finding true love. Be honest with yourself about what you're needing and what you're wanting, instead of, you know, what you think you should have, you know?
Okay.
And it's about, like, really, really, you know, thinking about it and, you know, thinking about what you're, you know, really wanting and needing, because he's saying you deserve only the best.
Gosh. Well, right now,
okay,
I'm just real lonely. I'm tired of
being
alone.
He's saying right
alone.
Now you're sort of like going through the motions.
Yeah.
He's saying, like, right now my mom's, like, whole heart isn't in it, you know?
Well,
so maybe you need just a little time for yourself and take time to decide, you know, what it is that you really want, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
I've been single about 20 years. So
okay. How long has your son been on the other side?
2 months.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting. It's because of, you know, him too. You're going through a lot, you know.
Yes.
But just love yourself first. Like, work on you. And you know, I do feel, like you said, you're going to have the opportunity to really have that relationship that you are wanting, okay? So take a little time for you.
Okay.
And he's just saying you're one of the most loving people, okay? And just, you have so many people, he's saying, that really love you, okay?
Oh, wow. Thank you.
No, you're amazing. And he's saying, since he's, you know, transitioned, you're becoming more and more spiritual.
Yes, I can feel him here.
Yeah.
My dog even sensed him. My dog.
Well, he's saying, if
when
he
first
don't,
passed
don't
my
stop
dog,
believing, Mom, it is me. I'm with you.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
But he's saying, you know, there's a fear within you, and you're trying to find a way to deal with the fear, you know. So what is the fear all about that you have within you?
My ex-husband.
Okay.
He always threatened me, and he always cut me down. He always threatened me. I was in fear for my life. I was in fear of everything. And I've put all of that into the past. I've tried to get rid of it. But
you have a beautiful divine team with you, and just, you know, allow them to help you. And I'm getting, you know, he's saying, Mom, you've got to trust. You've got to let go, and you've got to let God. Okay?
Yes, sounds good. Yes, awesome.
And he's just showing me that, you know, when you really let go, you let God, that you have this amazing personality, and you're going to have so many people that are just wanting to be, you know, with you, okay? But you've got to let go of all that stuff that you're holding on to.
Yes.
And whatever it is, let go and let God, and, you know, just be you, Sandy, okay? And I am getting, you know, like you may need to put up some boundaries, okay? And sometimes, like, you don't stand up for yourself. You sort of, you shy away from any kind of confrontation.
Yes, very much.
But ask the angels, and they'll help you to have the, you know, the right words, and you won't have to worry about, you know, anything, because people will be more respectful of you, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, are there issues with your health, Sandy?
As far as I know, health-wise, I'm pretty much okay. I've had open heart and everything else.
Okay. Well, I feel like, you know, health, I'm getting like sort of like emotional healing, you know?
Yes.
Your son was like showing me like the emotional healing. But I just feel like you've got to, you know, you've got to love yourself first. And, you know, once you just be you, love yourself first, and your son's saying, you know, it's going to be so much easier. Okay? Because he's saying, like, right now, like, as we're connecting, he's saying, you know, if you were to describe yourself, you don't truly know and understand yourself.
No, I think I've lost myself.
Yeah, you've got to really, you know who you truly are and what you're wanting, and then you you have to know what you want from that other person so that you can find the right person.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay, so you do have a little bit of work to do, but as soon as you start, like, working on yourself, I do feel like that love is coming. Okay, so just be very kind to yourself, take care of yourself, and I'm getting, like, he's saying, have a little fun, will you? You know, I don't feel like you're having enough fun in your life.
No, I do
okay.
not. I sleep and work. I go out on, like, Friday nights, but that's about it. That's the only thing I ever do if I'm not working 7 days a week.
He's saying, you need a little time, like quiet time, to clear your mind and really get rid of the distractions, okay?
Okay.
And really, you know, just think about things, okay? Because, like you said, you're really, you know, you're going too much, you know? And honor yourself, okay?
Yes.
And, you know, honor yourself, love yourself, respect yourself. You are truly amazing, hon.
Wow, thank you.
But you will have the love that you're looking for when the time is right, okay? And he's just saying, you know, take some time and just connect with the divine, okay? And I do feel like the more that you, you know, get to know you, the more that you connect with the divine, you're going to have more confidence in yourself. Because you are really amazing, hon, okay?
Thank you.
And your son, he's watching over you, okay? And he's saying it's going to be exciting when that special someone comes into your life, okay? So he wants you to just take time to really, you know, get to know you again. And he's saying you're super intuitive.
Yes.
So I can't wait to hear, you know, all the good stuff when you call back, Sandy. And he's saying, like, you sort of see the world through your heart, Sandy.
Yes.
And at times she's like a hopeless romantic, you know. But you will have the love that you're desiring. And I'm going to turn you over to Mary. I wish you a very happy new year, hon, and we can't wait to hear back from you.
Oh, thank you so much. You too.
Bless.
Sandy, I just want to say I'm so sorry for your loss. I just want to say that your son's energy is so beautiful. He came in, and I felt so much love, like love that almost made me cry. That's how much love he feels for you. So his message was, Mom, I love you. Thank you for everything. And he wants you to know, if he wants me to ask you if you feel his hug. So I felt his hug, and it felt like, you know, light, chilled arms, like, you know, like when you get goosebumps, like that. That's how I felt him giving you a hug. So I'm not sure if that's how he comes in through you, to you, but that's how I felt him.
I feel him around all the time. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. That's really beautiful. And I feel like you're going to connect with them so much more, you know, like the talking and everything. Like you're going to hear him, feel him, everything. And the messages that I was writing down, which DC and you mentioned you've done as well, is, you know, making that list of the perfect someone that you would like to, you know, have or bring into your life for 2022. And also saying, I'm ready to receive love, you know. And another thing I wanted to tell you is finding yourself, like DC said, you know, take yourself on dates. Go to a spa, you know, get your hair done, you know, take time for you. Now it's time for you to focus on you. And then, you know, that perfect someone will show up in due time when it's time. Divine timing is in order. You know, first work on you and whatever it is that you need to declutter out of your life. Because I wrote decluttering, and then you mentioned that you decluttered. So I don't know if there's any more decluttering that you have to do. But I mentioned it as you were saying it.
A little at a time. I've just been getting rid of things, straightening everything up.
Yeah.
If I haven't used it in a while, I just throw it out or give it to somebody that needs it or take it to Goodwill or somewhere to where somebody that can.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And that's what we should do. I mean, everyone, not only you, is decluttering our life, you know, even our mind, you know, and with our mind is calling in Saint Germain as well, you know, to transmute anything, any thoughts or anything into love that we're thinking about, you know, and also calling in our guardian angels that are always with us, you know, from birth. So, and through all our lifetimes, to ask for help as well, because they're there to help us as well. And I pulled a card for you, and it says this: Dear Stu, do you know how much we love you and want to help you? We are here for you, and we hear you ask for guidance. But you must let go and let us help you. Oh, my gosh, I'm so chilled. You don't have to do it all. You've done your part. Now let us do ours. You would be awestruck if you knew how many strings are being pulled through the matrix to give you what you need and desire. Spirit has a plan, and when you sign up to be a co-creator, you need to remember to allow the partnership. It's not one-sided. Your desires and plans meet up with those of Spirit. Remember, though, Spirit's timetable and ideas of how things will play out may be quite different from yours. Trust us. Spirit's ideas are amazing. Now let go and let us do the magic. Pay attention to other areas of your life, and before you know it, a miracle will have taken place. We love you so very much. And in the back, there's a beautiful white swan, and it says, with love. So how beautiful is that?
That is awesome. Oh, my gosh.
that's such a beautiful card to get.
Yes, that's such a big message in itself, just right there. Wow.
Yes. Yeah, I feel your son, like, all on my crown, all tingly. Like, he's so happy I gave you that message. You really needed to hear that. And don't forget that he really, really loves you, and he's always going to be around you, although you already know that. You feel him, but, you know, the more you open up, the more you're going to be able to communicate with him.
Oh, that'll be great. Thank you.
You're so welcome, Sandy. Make sure you give us a call, Sandy, and let us know how everything goes. And again, I'm sorry for your loss, and, you know, we're here. You know, you can always call on us and, you know,
okay.
on the show. Okay.
Thank you so much. You've been such a
have
big...
Have a blessed new year.
God bless, Sandy.
Thank you.
You're
have a
welcome.
Great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Oh, hugs and kisses, Sandy.
Yeah.
Oh.
God bless her.
Yes. Okay, she dropped. Okay. Okay, so let's see. The switchboard is, wow, lit up. Are we ready for our next caller?
Yeah. We're good, Mary.
Okay, perfect. Area code 415, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Area code 415. Okay, we'll go to the next one. Area code 850, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila. How are you?
Yeah. Hi, fine, thank you. Hey, DC. I have a question about when I'm going to start my new job.
Okay.
DC, before, you know, Mary said your area code and you said your name, Mother Mary, she stepped forward.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. I mean, really powerfully. And what I was getting, are you in, like, you know, the gratitude mode, you know, being grateful for everything? Because I feel like, you know, it's sort of like, you know, you're having a little bit of a hard time and, you know, your energy is, like, a little bit different, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm getting Mother Mary Sheila just... you know, be thankful for what you have and everything. And she's saying, you know, you should just, you know, start saying positive affirmations and be ready for all the good that's coming your way. You know, I'm getting all that you're wanting is coming, Sheila.
Okay.
Okay, so just come from that attitude of gratitude and know in your heart that, you know, all the good that you're wanting is coming your way. Okay, so... you know, will you have that new, you know, position? I'm getting a yes. Okay?
Okay.
So I do get a yes. Have you had any interviews or anything?
Yes, that's the thing. I haven't, they offer it to me, but I haven't heard back yet.
Okay, well, I do feel that, you know, there's going to be a job opportunity coming.
Okay.
Okay? So I did get that. And remember, you only want, you know, whatever's for your highest and best to come your way, okay?
Okay.
I do feel like there's a little issue with money. See money as energy. See money as love, okay? Because I do feel that, you know, you are worried about money. We live in a material world, and you're worried about money, but you've got to change the way that you view money, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger is coming in, and she's saying, girlfriend, that new job you're wanting is right around the corner. It's coming.
Oh, that's awesome.
You've got to see it the way you want it to be, she's saying. Sheila, it's yours.
Okay.
It's going to be an amazing job.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
And you're going to actually get the recognition that you truly deserve.
Oh, okay.
I do feel like you're going to have, you know, a little bit more of financial independence. So I feel like you're going to have a little bit more money to do the things that you love as well.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you've got to just stay in that attitude of gratitude, okay? And just, you know, saying those, you know, beautiful affirmations. And I don't feel it's far off because, like I said, Ginger is saying, you know, it's right around the corner. So when she's saying it's right around the corner, it's not far off. Okay? Okay. And she's saying, Sheila, you know, like, I even feel like she showed me pennies from heaven. So I do feel like, you know, you're going to maybe get some money as well that you didn't expect. Okay?
Okay.
So don't, like I said, don't view money, you know, when you, like I said, everybody needs money. We live in a, you know, material world. But I feel like, you know, she's saying, like, the way you view money, it's like it's hard to make money, you know? And she's saying, you know, you've got to see money differently because things are going to change for you really, really soon, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying, you're going to be a lucky duck, so stop worrying, okay? So don't worry, she's saying, Sheila, don't worry anymore about money, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And just see life the way you want it, she's saying, Sheila. Okay?
Okay.
Embrace life because see it like as if it were an adventure, okay? And she's saying, you know, invite the angels in, and you're going to really experience the things that you're wanting, the things that are really important to you.
Okay.
Okay, so I feel like, you know, you're going to be fine, but you've got to, just like I said, you've got to see money as energy. You can, you know, money is energy, it's love, okay? And I also feel, you know, that, you know, your personal business, I feel like that can grow as well.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So,
yeah.
And Ginger says she's going to feel a lot more ambitious. You know, she's going to be able to, you know, step out there, take a couple risks. Okay. And I'm getting, you know, you're going to sort of like make new plans is what she's showing me. And I do feel like it's going to lead to a new career. Okay. And start brainstorming about your business, Sheila.
Okay.
Because you have a lot of opportunity there, okay? So that's going to be amazing, okay?
Okay.
But she's saying you've got to keep, you know, you've got to keep a cool head. Don't worry so much. Keep a cool head, Sheila.
Okay.
And the last thing she wants to say before we turn you over to Mary is I'm hearing the word miracle.
Oh,
nice. Know that you've been stressed out lately and she's saying, I'm happy that you called in, but the angels are there. Call upon them, invite them in, and tell them, you know, everything that's on your mind, okay?
Okay.
She's saying, soon you're going to be happy again. And she's saying, don't give up. Don't lose hope, Sheila. Your miracle is on its way, and it's coming soon.
Oh.
So I believe
her.
She's saying it's coming soon, Sheila, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I think it's really, really beautiful. So she's showing me, I'm trying to see, I feel like some beautiful energy is around you, and with that energy, Archangel Ariel is coming in, and she has that beautiful tiger next to her. And, you know, the symbol of that beautiful tiger is a symbol of strength and courage.
Okay.
And she's saying, Sheila, you're just like that tiger. You do have great power, okay?
Okay.
But you've got to learn how to use it, okay? And
okay.
So call upon Archangel Ariel. She's there to help you, okay? What is she showing me? She's saying just call upon her, and you're going to feel really, you know, like feel really good and uplifted, and you're going to feel a lot more positive. And she's saying, don't be surprised, Sheila, if you don't have a lot of, you know, beautiful insights after connecting with Archangel Ariel, okay? I do remember seeing the, you know, the tiger around you a couple of times, okay?
Oh, okay.
And she's saying, Sheila, you're meant to be a leader, okay? So
okay.
She lasts the new year. You need a little bit more balance in your life,
Okay, and she's saying call up angels and let them assist you.
Okay.
Okay, and she's saying don't be afraid to shine your light. Okay, so that's what I have for you. I hope it helped, Sheila. I'm going to turn you over to Mary. God bless, honey, and have a very blessed new year.
Thank you, DC. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hi, Sheila. How are you?
Hi.
This is Mary. I wanted to reconfirm everything that DC mentioned, because that's what I was getting. And then I pulled a card for you because I was just thinking a thing and it was just coming through. I'm like, okay, I don't have to say that. so this is what came through. Dear you, there is a balance between activity and rest, ebb and flow. You can have one without the other. If you are faced with an obstacle right now, the best course is to surrender and non-resistance. Soon enough, you'll see how easy it is to flow around it. Now is one of those times when you must trust the river of your life. Go with the flow, and in no time you reach what you have your heart and hope set on. Just remember, spirit will keep your head above water and will direct the current. When it's time for a greater effort, you'll know exactly when you'll need to work those manifesting muscles. It can be challenging to master the flow cycles of your life, but as you develop your skills, affluence will be yours. Enjoy the flow and trust those currents. For we're right there with you with our little umbrella drinks smiling at your success. Love you so very much.
Oh, thank you.
And in the back, there's a butterfly, and it says, you are magical. So you are a magician, girl.
Oh, thank you so much.
So start manifesting. You know, they'll give you that little push when it's time to manifest. You know, we know when that push comes. You know, there's no way of, like, not finding out when it is that they're pushing us to do something, because you'll start seeing, like, synchronistic numbers, you know, and, you know, messages that pop up, you know, on your inbox and stuff, or people offering things to you for free, you know, that it's in your life purpose, in that path or whatever it is you're working on. So, and I keep hearing to tell you to let go and let God, which is similar to what this message was anyway, the card, which is, you know, letting go and going with the flow. So don't worry, Sheila.
Okay.
Everything's working out in divine timing.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome, Sheila. Thank you for calling, and Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you next year.
Okay, Happy New Year. Thank you, DC.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary.
Well, thank you for calling in, Sheila. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. Wow, what a beautiful.
Yes, and beautiful callers as well.
Yeah,
beautiful.
So awesome.
Beautiful.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to pick up the next caller.
Okay.
Area code 651, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Christiana. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Oh, hi, Christiana. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. There's a woman named, I can't name her, but her name starts with an L, and I haven't had any contact with her for years, and I was just wondering, why I continuously have dreams about her. Is there a reason?
Okay.
Okay, hi, Christiana, this is DC. Okay,
hi.
Have you been having a lot of things going on in your life? Because I feel like, you know, whatever it is that you've been going through, I'm hearing the word resolution. I feel like there's a lot of big changes going on with you.
Yeah, I have had some, like, loss and stuff.
Okay.
And I do feel like there's a little bit of fear. Maybe it's financial fear. And the angels are saying you are safe. Okay. Mm-hmm. Did this person have anything to do with security of any kind? Because I kept hearing you are safe, you are safe. Okay.
Yeah, and I found comfort in that relationship.
Okay. I just feel like you've got to let go of things so that I feel like this is a cycle of your life, hon, that is ending, and you've got to let go of it because something wonderful is coming your way. There's going to be a lot of new coming.
I've been trying. I'm doing my best.
Okay. Well, you know what? You don't have to go it alone. Call in your angels. Allow them to help you. And I feel like if you call in the angels, it's going to go more smoothly. And I do manifesting abundance, prosperity. Okay? So the angels, you know, want to help you, but you've got to call on them. Okay?
Okay.
And I do feel whatever you've done in the past, it's sort of like rewards are coming. Okay? So
okay.
I'm hearing, like, stay positive. Okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, connect with your joy. And, you know, and don't be afraid to, you know, hold a vision of what it is that you're wanting. Okay? I'm getting the letter C. I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but I feel like a C name might be important.
Coco?
Is that someone that's in your life now?
No, it was my baby that passed. I believe it was a girl. She was never born.
Okay. I did get a yes, yes. So she's with you. And you're just asked to really, you know, to stay positive, you know, and you have so much strength within you, honey, but you're not connecting with this, okay? You have the ability to do whatever it is that you're wanting, okay? And as you're connecting with us, I do feel like, you know, things aren't happening right now, but they soon will be happening, okay?
Okay.
Just, you know, just visualize what you're wanting, dream about it. And I do feel like things are, you know, they're unfolding as we're connecting this evening, okay?
Okay.
So you have a lot to look forward to, okay? And the divine is watching over you. Okay?
That's good to know.
And just, you know, sort of like at night, you know, like sometimes we pray or whatever, but just, you know, allow whatever's in your heart to just, you don't have to talk about it, say anything, just let it, you know, go upward toward the divine, okay?
Okay.
And I do feel like, you know, there's so much good coming your way, so please just stay very positive, okay? So.
Okay, yeah, I'm definitely working on that.
Okay. Well, that's what I have. I hope that it helped you. And just connect with your beautiful heart, because I was shown a picture of your beautiful heart, okay? And, you know, good things are happening for you, okay?
Okay.
God
bless. Thank
you. You're welcome.
Hi, Christiana.
Hi.
Hi. So it's so ironic that, well, not ironic, synchronistic, that DC mentioned your heart, because I pulled the Power of Surrender cards for you. It's the daily inspiration card, and the card has a heart, and it's on fire, and it says, surrender unhealthy relationships. Let go of relationships that don't serve you, including unavailable or toxic people. You deserve to be treasured by others and to be surrendered by only positive people. And that was that message. And then I pulled a card for you from the postcards from Spirit, and it says, did you know that when you stop fighting and accept everything exactly as it is right now, miracles start to happen. There is a freedom in this kind of radical acceptance. Let go of unrealistic expectations and see things as they really are, not how you'd like them to be. You'd be surprised at how everything seems to fall into place. When you refuse to accept things, life gets messy. You act messy, and your world stays in chaos, tension, and disarray. But don't try to force a change or manipulate circumstances. Instead, learn about what is in front of you and face it with your eyes fully open. Then you can decide, stay or go, sink or swim, move or stay still. Acceptance is the key to freedom and opens the door to the real opportunities waiting to be discovered. Set yourself and others free. Loving you so very much, always and forever. And in the back, there's a beautiful heart with two angels on each side, and it says, with love. So what I'm getting from this card is, call on, they want me to tell you to call on your guardian angels and get them your worries. You know, before bed, if you're worrying about something, you know, or even in the morning, just give any worries to them for any changes you're making or anything that's bothering you. They're there to help you, so call on them. And last but not least is letting go and letting God, you know. There's always a divine plan for each and every one of us, you know, in this beautiful life. So just letting it go. And okay. Then the miracles are going to start to happen. It says it on the card. So I hope that's helped, Christiana. I hope you have a happy and a healthy new year, and make sure you give us a call back next year. Let us know how you're doing.
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome. Wow, the switchboard is going, it's totally lit up.
Wow.
I love it. The end of the year colors. Okay.
Beautiful.
Are we ready for our next caller?
Yes. Yes. That's great. Yep.
Okay. Let's try this number again, if it's meant to be.
Okay.
Area code 415. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Anne. Thanks for coming back to me.
Oh, hi, Anne. How are you?
Good.
You have a question for us, Anne?
Yeah, kind of what's going to come up for next year, and, I mean, not long term, but like January, and with friends and relationships coming in. I know it takes a while. I recently moved a couple months ago, and I know it takes a while, but it's tough in the winter.
Yeah.
It's harder to meet people when it's 10 degrees out and bad roads and everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see what DC has for you.
Yes.
Right.
I was, and this is DC. I was hearing, you know, establishing these beautiful, strong foundations. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And just, you've got to have a positive attitude. You've got to be a little bit more patient. And I feel like all is going to, you know, work out really nicely for you. So you just have to have faith, you know, and trust that everything that you're wanting, you're going to manifest. Okay? I was also getting, this is a time for you to try some new things, maybe to do things in a different way, okay? You know, maybe if you can't get together,
to do,
you know,
which
then be online.
Meeting people? Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I'm getting, you know, like I see you gathering with people, but like you said, if it's cold and, you know, you can't get out in the winter, you can still connect with people in other ways.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get tired of the Zoom stuff, but yes, I do that. So.
Okay. And I'm getting, like, this is a time to really focus on you and your own magnificence, and don't worry, you know, about other things and what other people are doing. okay?
Okay.
And embrace, like embrace yourself, you know, and the path that you want to be on. So I do feel like there's a lot of good, you know, that is coming, okay? And I'm getting, you know, just everything that you're needing right now is within you. You just have to have faith, okay? I am getting that you're very intuitive, okay? And I'm getting, let's see. I'm getting the letter G. So I don't know if that's a man or a woman, but I'm getting the letter G strongly around you.
Huh.
Okay, so maybe just write it down, hold on to it. Okay, but I do feel like you said, you know, the stuff that you're worrying about shouldn't be of that big of a worry, because my dog Ginger's coming in and saying, Anne, everything that you're worrying about is soon going to be over and things are going to be better than you could have even imagined, okay?
Great.
And she's saying, not only that, you'll meet people, but you're going to have the emotional and spiritual abundance as well. Just, you know, have that attitude of gratitude, be thankful. And she's saying you're going to have so much more to be grateful for. So I do feel like, you know, this is going to be, you know, it's going to turn out better than you could have expected. But I do feel like, you know, when you just, now's the time to, you know, concentrate on you and what you want to do. And I do feel like, you know, when it's time, you're going to connect with those people, okay? But your life, Ginger's saying your life is going to be really exciting, okay? And I'm getting, you know, now you have time to really strengthen that divine connection.
Do you see me staying in the same place of my house? You know, I'm sharing a house with somebody for much longer. Do you see me staying there for much longer?
Okay. Have you been having some kind of disputes with the person?
Not really, just a little stress.
Oh.
I'm so empathetic that I feel some
well,
of
this
what
is,
she's
I'm getting,
going.
This is the time for you to make a decision, whether it's time for you to stay or go. It's up to you. Okay, so you've got to decide whether you want to stay or go. Because when you said that, I felt like when you said when you were empathetic, that you put your hand in a light socket, and I feel like your energy is like, ooh. You know, there's a lot of nervous energy there.
It is. It feels like
It's like there's a lot of anxiety, apprehension. I would, take a couple of deep breaths, a couple times a day, and allow yourself to relax and maybe start looking, yeah. Because I do feel like the atmosphere is not the greatest. Okay?
No,
and focus on
it's not
where you want to be on. You know, like envision the place, you know, if you need more solitude, but envision it and focus on it, and I feel like you're going to manifest what you're wanting. I really do feel that, you know. But the place where you are now, like I said, the energy is really, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're going to be able to overcome that, and you're going to get the place that you're really going to do better, and you're going to thrive. So just relax and say those positive affirmations, visualize it. And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, believe it or not, there's going to be a lot of unexpected surprises coming your way. Things are going to look brighter than you could have anticipated. Okay. So she's saying,
okay.
You know, all the areas of your life are going to be on the upswing. And you're a lucky duck. So that's what we have for you, Anne.
Okay, thank
you. I'm going to turn it over to Gary. God bless and happiest of New Year's, Anne.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Thank you. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Hi, it's Mary. I just wanted to, I totally agree with everything that DC mentioned. I would make the list, which I'm telling every caller, because, you know, it's the end of the year and we're starting a new year of things that you want to manifest, whether it be that perfect someone or that perfect apartment that you want to be in, you know, having a perfect business, you know, and for your energy, I was getting, I kept hearing Archangel Michael to protect you from, since you're an empath, to protect you, to put you in that protective bubble. You know, do that every morning. I do that twice a day, morning and night, because, as empaths, we take on a lot of, energy from other people. So it's just very important to protect yourself. And I picked out a card from the Daily Inspiration card for you, and this card came out for you. Surrender the idea you can fix someone. It's time for a relationship to shift. It doesn't work to try to fix someone. Each person must be accountable for his or her own healing. You know, as empaths, we love to, help people, but sometimes in trying to help them, we must protect ourselves first, because we come first, so everyone has their path in life, and we can guide them, but they must ask for our help and also, be willing to heal themselves. So that's what I'm being told to say. And then I picked up postcards from Spirit for you, and it says, Dear you, it might be hard to believe you'll ever get to where you want to go, feel the way you want to feel, and find peace and security, but you can. There's lots to celebrate in this life, but first you need to let go of this attachment to achieving certain results. It is easy to get caught in the endless loop of wanting this or that so you can feel safe. The only way out is to surrender the attachment, empty yourself so you can be filled with something new. The compulsion will be lifted and peace will come. Trust that something better waits, that something new will open up and you will see new opportunities for fulfillment. The truth is, whenever you get into the loop, what you are really looking for is spirit. That connection is where the power is. The peace and the purpose lies. Everything else follows after that. Give yourself a big hug. We've got you. Loving you so much. And it says in the back, you are not alone. And there's two beautiful angels in the back of the card. And what I meant to say when you make that list is, making that list and then letting it go and letting the universe and the divine work on that list for you. And, whatever is in line for your true life's purpose is what's going to manifest. They wanted me to correct, mention that for you. So I hope that helps, Anne, and keep up that beautiful, bubbly attitude that you just called us with.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're so welcome.
I moved to a, further north, and it's getting dark about already like 3 o'clock or 3:30. So it's adjustment.
Yeah, it is. And, but with everything, we get used to it, and soon, before we know it, it's going to be spring again, and we'll have those extra hours of the day. But, getting out there and loving your, first is the first and foremost that they want me to tell you, taking care of you, because you are important.
Yeah.
So I hope that helps. And make sure you give us a call next year and let us know how everything is going, with your move and everything else that you manifested in the new year. And happy and healthy new year to you and your family.
All right. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Thanks you for
the
calling.
Show. Okay,
you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Wow, beautiful.
Yeah.
We are so in sync. I love it.
Yes.
So are you ready for our next caller? Let's see.
Yes. And Ginger saying, what about the dog, Mary? You haven't mentioned the dog.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ginger. I love you. I miss you so much.
She loves you too, and she loves hearing the barking, in the back every now and then. She loves that.
Lucky, over here at my daughter's house is Lucky. Lucky and Ginger.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, so let's see. This is a new one. Area code 504. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yeah, I was wondering if my name's Debbie, if you could tell me some things coming up, specifically with work, but I'm open to anything else. I've had a
Okay, hi, Debbie. This is DC. It's very nice to connect with you.
Hi, thank you.
Hi. I feel like, you know, work-wise, I feel like more money is coming.
Yay.
So that's what I'm seeing. I don't know if you have been, you know, worried about it or anything, but I do feel, you know, you're going to be making more money. Does that make sense to you?
That's awesome. Well, I'm in between, okay. So that sounds good to me.
Okay. Well, I feel like, you know, you're going to find something that's going to be really secure and you're going to be happy. Okay?
Yeah.
So I really do feel good about it, okay? Visualize, you know, what it is that you're wanting, okay? And see the position the way, you know, that you want it to be, okay?
Okay.
I do feel like, you know, you have the power to manifest what you're wanting, hon, okay?
It's just hard to narrow it down. You know, I get vague impressions, not really.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, there's a little confusion and you're having a little bit of difficulty presently.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got to have time to just, like, breathe and think and be in a more peaceful atmosphere is what I'm getting. And my dog is just saying you got to do things a little bit slowly. Okay, and this will help you to sort things out, okay?
My mom moved in with me, and she's not easy.
Yeah, you've got a lot going on. And Ginger's saying there's a little bit of confusion, and, you know, it is hard, okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Just, you know, let go of what you can't control, okay? Let go and let God.
Okay, I try. Just try to keep
and I'm
legal.
Getting, you know, when you let go and you let God, you can have a more, like, harmonious relationship, okay?
Okay.
Allow the angels to help you. Because I was getting, like, relationships. Relationships are really important at this time.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah, and I do feel like, you know, you'll have an opportunity to sort of, like, have a healing happen with this relationship.
Oh, that's what I pray for.
Yeah, and, you know, just keep saying, you know, all is well. It truly is well. Invite in those beautiful angels that they're going to help you, okay? And I am getting, like, major changes are going to occur for you, okay?
Okay.
You've worked hard. You've put in a lot of effort, and you are manifesting, you know, that position. You are manifesting, you know, a better like situation with your mom.
Okay.
Okay. So just keep, you know, letting go and ask the angels to come in and help you. And I feel like, you know, if you can get to where you're a little bit more peaceful here and there and things, you're going to get the guidance that you're needing.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, and
yeah.
Ginger's, I'm saying, Ginger, what is she doing? She's saying she's got to step into her own power, okay?
Yep, for sure.
And really, you know, the next job, you know, make sure that you're doing something that you really want to do, okay? Something
okay.
That matches up with your beliefs, your values, and you've got to acknowledge your own self-worth, hon, okay?
Okay.
Because you've got a lot to offer, like, you know, the prospective employer. You've got a lot of skill. You've got a lot of talent.
Okay.
Okay, but I feel like there's a little fear that holds you back, so you're not actually reaching your fullest potential.
Yeah, I could see that. Like, I feel like I either get – the reason I don't, like, when I'm working, I get into – when. And some of this is with my mom, too. I have jealous people around me, so I kind of lay low.
Yeah.
Like, if you put your light out there, like, you kind of attract those types sometimes. And
well, you know what?
They just
make
life hard.
Right. Well, invite an Archangel Michael, and he's going to come in,
and he's going to help to get rid of all that negative energy that's sort of like weighing you down, okay?
I appreciate it. Yeah, that would be great.
He's going to come in, just, you know, Archangel Michael, just call upon him, and he's going to come in and he's going to cut all those cords, and he's going to help you to let go of the fear, because the fear that you have and different things, it can cause blockages and, you know, stop you from going forward.
Okay?
And I do feel like a little forgiveness is needed in regard to your relationship with your mom. And when we say forgiveness, it doesn't mean that, you know, that whatever they did was right. I mean, it just means, you know what, I'm not going to hold on to this, so I don't have to hold on to the negativity. I don't have to hold on to the pain. And it's not going to weigh me down. And, you know, your burden is going to be lifted, okay?
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. And what you could do and stuff, like, you know, sometimes you can't really, you know, sit with that person and, you know, like really express what you want to say. So you could put it like in the form of a letter. You put all of your feelings onto to a paper and you release it, okay?
Okay.
You're
going to
feel a lot better. You're
going to
feel so free. Just, you know, you could write her a letter.
Okay.
Yeah, write a letter and, you know, you could either rip it up or burn it when you're done, but you're releasing all those emotions onto the paper. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's, yeah, definitely. I wish
yeah,
I
so
did
whatever
absorb
you're feeling,
so much.
Yeah, and
that's
just, you know, whoever, whatever, like all, you know, whatever's going on, just release it. And like I said, Archangel Michael's going to be with you. Just call upon him. He's our big, strong, protective angel, so he's there for you. Everything is going to be beautiful. You want to just, you know, let go of all this energy because we have a beautiful new year coming.
Yay!
Right? And you deserve only the best, so you
want
to get rid of anything that's weighing you down.
Okay.
So you just, you know, now is the time. Now is the time to release. Now is the time to really, you know, start dreaming those dreams and write those affirmations, say them aloud, because I'm getting, you know, you're going to have what you desire, so you want to get rid of, like, all the other stuff that is filling your life, and it's not useful, okay?
Okay.
So you just, like, look forward to, you know, for the upcoming year and just get ready for all the good stuff, you know?
Yay. No, absolutely. I welcome it.
Yeah, so she's saying it's time to take, you know, take control of your life. You know, stand in your power, and you have the ability to create what it is that you're wanting. Okay?
Okay.
So you can choose,
okay,
you know, the outcome of what you want. You're filled with power and strength, and you're a natural leader, hon.
Yeah.
Okay?
I think so. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm getting, you know, this is a time of change, okay? And, you know, you're going to get rid of all of that to make room for something better. That's what I have. I hope it makes sense. And I'm going to turn you over to Mary. God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi. That's actually my best friend's name, Debbie. I just wanted to give you the Power of Surrender Daily at Inspiration card that came out for you, which I feel is so appropriate with DC's message. It's Surrender to Joy. And the card is, it says, a key to positive change in your life is to let joy in and savor it. Indulge in random acts of smiling during both the hard and easy times. Keep surrendering to more joy. And she's shown over a body of water just flying with the birds, you know, like swing. So it's so beautiful.
Uh-huh.
So surrender to your joy. Smile more, you know, even with those people that, you know, at work, the same thing, you know, like just try and do, always show a smile. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, show your true colors, meaning how beautiful of a person that you are, that energy that, and I kept hearing to shine your light. Don't dim your light to others
because, you know, it's going to bother, or it's going to be more, people are going to notice you more, or, you know, whatever. Just mm-hmm. shine your light. They want you to shine your light. And like TC said, Archangel Michael is always there for us. So just call him in, and, you know, if you feel like you need to call him in every day, call him in before you leave the house, you know, upon waking up, and ask him to stay with you and protect your energy, and put you in a protective bubble, you know, filled with God's love and light, and he'll do that, you know, every day. And if you want to ask every day, you can, or just tell him, do it every day for me, and he will.
Okay.
He will always protect us, you know. And the last, this message, okay, I gave you the surrender to joy, and then this message is from the postcard from Spirit, and it says, dearest you, sometimes it's wonderful to give, but there are times you might find yourself overgiving. Now might be a good time to check in and see where you might be cutting off the flow of abundance. Let others give to you, even if you are more comfortable being generous and being the giver, the healer, the rescuer. In the art of living, we sometimes overlook an important skill, receiving gracefully and with gratitude, without diminishing yourself or trying to deny vulnerability or bringing an agenda of equality to it. Receiving is hard for some people, maybe you. You do not need this for that in your exchange with others. You are doing good in the world. Let the world give back and support you. Then you can give up the old stories that have you convinced you have to do everything alone with no help. Let your well be filled. We all love you so very much. So, so much, it says. And then the back of the card says, be fearless.
Wow.
What a beautiful message, Debbie.
Thank you so much.
That is so beautiful. So keep shining that light. Don't dim your light for others. Never. Okay? And ask Archangel Michael to come in for you. Okay? Because that's the first thing I wrote on my book. I was like, yeah, shine your light. They wanted me to say that. So ever dim your light.
Thank you so much.
And bring that surrender to joy as well. You're so welcome, Debbie.
Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for calling, and happy New Year, and have
you
a blessed evening. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Wow, that's so beautiful.
Yes, my goodness.
Well, DC, we have about 8 minutes left. I don't know if you want to take one last caller or just for me to take down the numbers.
Well, you know what, maybe we could just give that one last caller a short reading.
Yeah, because I got pinpointed to one number here. Yes, I agree.
A little reading.
Okay, not a problem. Area code 443, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Can I have your, do you have a question for us this evening, Suzanne?
Yeah, my question is, I was just wondering if you have any guidance for me. I've been trying to work on myself, and I've been trying to let go of things that are not for my greater good, and trying to concentrate on, you know, asking my guides and the angels for help and to come in and help me. And I just wondered if you have any guidance for me with that.
Okay,
if I'm on the right path. And...
Okay,
DC.
Great question. That's a really great question, Suzanne. This is DC.
Hi.
Yeah, you know what? When you were asking that question, I saw a mirror. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you stand before the mirror? Because I see, like, you looking in a mirror, and I see, like your soul reflecting back. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you look in the mirror. Do you like what you see? Do you struggle? You know, what do you see when you look in the mirror? Because, Suzanne, you have the power to create anything that you're wanting.
I am happy with myself. Yeah, I do think I'm happy with myself, but I know I'm also evolving.
Oh, you're definitely evolving. Yeah, you know, do you do the mirror work? And, you know, when you get up in the morning, say, I love you, you know. Because I feel that's really important, that you've got to really love what you see in that mirror. And the more that you say it, you know, you will truly love yourself. So I feel like the mirror work is, like, super important, okay? And everything that you're needing is within. So the angels are saying, listen to your own inner voice and your intuition, okay? Do you meditate? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like meditation is going to be really important.
I do. I was using guided meditations only for a while, and now I've started just trying to be present and
okay.
in my mind, but I don't do it for very long.
Okay. Well, try, there's different ways to, you know, to do things. You know, it doesn't have to be one specific way. But the angels are saying that then you're here and you were born for great things, okay? You have the abilities, the skills, the talents that are needed to go forward. You're a light worker, and, you know, you have the ability to do what it is you're wanting. You are on the right path, okay? The angels are with you. They'll help call upon them, okay? And they are supporting you on that beautiful divine mission that you're on, okay? I'm hearing spiritually based. Are you considering anything that's spiritually based, some kind of work?
Yes, I'd like to.
Because the angels are with you, and they want to help you, okay? And I'm getting that, you know, you're here to be of service to humanity. So it's a really beautiful, powerful message. That's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Mary. God bless. Stay in touch with us. And please let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
God bless.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
So I got a postcard from Spirit for you, and it says, "Dearest you, we here on the other side have one important thing to declare. Love is the answer to literally everything. We don't necessarily mean romantic or erotic love, although they are wonderful, but something above and beyond that. Everything alive in the world was first created by love. Spirit sends love to animate life and birth it into existence. Love is without conditions, and it is based in reverence and a fierce and joyful respect for life. Love thrives when you focus on it, and we want you to turn away from anything that causes it to wane. Love is when you no longer see yourself as other, separate from, better or less than, etc. When you act as love, you give permission to the world to thrive and grow as it will. Can you let go of what is not love and ask, what would love do? Love is waiting for you always and forever. We just adore you over here." And that's Spirit. This is a message from Spirit. And in the back, it has a beautiful rose and the little angel with the bow, you know, the aiming at a heart. And it says, "You are loved." And then I picked a card from you from my other deck. And it said, "Surrender your fear of intimacy. You are ready to let love in. Compassionately identify and begin to release any patterns that stop you from opening your heart." And if you need help with opening your heart, you could work with Archangel Raphael.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And
Andy.
I hope that
it's
helps,
very fortunate.
Dan. Have a healthy and happy new year, and we're so blessed that you called. Thank you so much calling in and keep in contact with us.
Bye-bye.
Have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
Wow, what a beautiful show, Mary.
Yes, it was beautiful.
Truly, truly
amazing.
Well, I'm honored
Thank
to have
you.
Been able to spend this time with you and all the people that we helped. And we're, you know, sending some love out to our co-host, Liz. We can't wait to connect with her again.
Yes. And we'll be back on next week after the new year. I'm wishing everyone a happy and healthy new year. And make sure you write out those list of manifest things that you want to manifest in the coming year.
Happy New Year, everyone. God bless.
God bless. Thank you, DC.
Oh, you as well, Mary. And don't forget to call upon your angels. They're waiting to help, everyone.
Yes.
Talk to you next year, Mary. Take care, everyone.
Okay.
Bye-bye.